right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Seeking Derangements. This is a Patreon episode, so we can let whatever fly.
Fuck
Jock and Hessa are both here with me.
Yeah, fuck you.
They're both down bad. I'm killing. I'm having an amazing day. It's beautiful outside.
I'm really sick. I've gotten so much sicker.
Hessa has COVID.
Hessa continues to maintain that she has COVID.
Why do you think I'm lying? Why do you think I'm lying about having COVID?
It's one big ruse. I know what you're up to.
Hey, what is the end game?
We'll find out what the end game is here.
I don't think Hessa's
revealed when Hessa asks for one giant favor in a couple days.
I don't think Hessa's lying about this, but every time I don't think Hessa's lying about this necessarily, but I question if she's lying every time she puts on this robe that looks like the IKEA monkey.
Well, see, putting on the robe, she's really hamming it up, I feel like. Because, like, if I was actually sick, I wouldn't be like, oh, I need to put on a robe so I look like I'm even more sick. Hessa was so close to painting giant red X's over her eyes today, holding a boiling hot thermometer in her mouth.
I put in my mouth and the end explodes.
She was about to do that, but she decided it'd be too far. It'd be too unbelievable. So she just stuck to the rope.
One of those ice packs that looks like a big sack with a button on it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's sitting just off screen.
And I'm suffering from a different worse ailment.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I forgot to enter Jock's ailment. Please don't be mad at me.
Yeah, let me. My name on the recording today is Toothy Hurt Hurt Shame Fat. And the reason for that.
You guessed it. The ailment is being fat.
Shut up, bitch. It's not my ailment.
Fucking bitch.
You fucking whore. Why don't you stick off your sick robe and do a little dance? Because I know you can't.
You're really not even that fat anymore. Well, you've been losing.
Whatever, that's not the point.
I'm walking back with everything.
Not the point anymore, you bitch. Yeah, you don't walk that plank. So this is the deal with me today. I woke up this morning with a really bad sharp tooth pain coming from what is one of my wisdom teeth that are impacted. All four of my wisdom teeth are impacted. If you don't know what that means, they have busted through the walls of my gums and are overcrowding all of my teeth. And Ben heard this when we were doing our mukbang, that noise my jaw makes.
Girl, your jaw has been clicking forever.
Well, it has to do with the teeth being pushed. Anyway, I went to the doctor this
morning.
Well, they do. I went
to the
doctor
said they're even more impacted than yours. But go ahead.
Man, shut the fuck up, bitch. I see your robe and your fake ass
man.
Attitude.
Don't you
get out of there. He just missed
you. Girl.
Man.
Girl. I said, girl.
Shut the hell up,
girl. Girl, I did not just call you man.
Man, woman, you're still a bitch.
I
don't care about your
gender.
To me,
you ain't even a man or a woman. You're
just a bitch. So look, this is the truth though, y'all. The doctor looked at my tooth this morning and he's like, oh, you have to have immediate wisdom tooth extraction or you risk serious infection. And so
have you ever heard the statistic that dentists have the highest suicide rate instead of all professions?
Really?
I thought podcasters did.
No.
Do dentists have the highest suicide rate because they hate teeth?
Because of this kind of stuff. You have to look at
freaks'
mouths all day.
Yeah, I don't think it's because they hate teeth.
I think
what this pale cunt is trying to say is that they hate
teeth. You're just the general public,
Oh, I'm not the general public.
Being so mean to me when I'm
You're very much not the general public. No, you're maybe the furthest thing. You are a rogue individual.
Who's being so mean to you today, Hessa?
He's the specific private.
Who's being mean to you, Hessa?
Who's being mean to me? You are.
We both are.
I think you must have me confused.
Everyone's being mean to me.
You know what?
You know what? Kind
of deal with it, bitch.
I wish Wonka was here.
Yeah.
I wish my friend Wonka. I was like, hey guys, what should we talk about today? And Ness is like, well, I could talk about Wonka.
And then we asked like,
okay, what's the angle? What's the angle on Wonka? What's the take on Wonka?
Candies called Hover Chalk.
Wait, no,
eat them when you cover.
You know, when people were like, oh, COVID makes you stupid. It's a neurological disorder.
There's a lot of Catholic themes in Wonka that are very surprising.
Okay,
there
we go.
Shut the fuck up. Okay,
Well, the Oompa Loompas, they dress like the Swiss Guard, and they have the same halberds as the Swiss Guard.
Okay.
That's one thing. And
wait, is that... Okay, keep going.
The Swiss Guard are the guys who guard the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
And
I thought you were going to go with the disciples route.
Chocolate.